This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Measuring is important, say if you're Martha Stewart.
Learning the correct way to measure? Well, I would say it's a good thing.
But disaster in the kitchen is one thing. What if the thing we're measuring wrong is poverty? This is a story about how the way we measure poverty might threaten the very programs people in poverty depend on. The U.S. poverty rate has hardly budged in half a century. The census says the same share of our country is living in poverty right now as in the 1960s. So there's lots of traction for accusations that programs like Medicaid and food stamps cost too much and don't work. Those criticisms go back more than 20 years to then-President Ronald Reagan.
My friends, some years ago, the federal government declared war on poverty, and poverty won.
Why are all the programs not making a dent? If you ask James Sullivan, he'll tell you the country has actually made a lot of progress.
To say that poverty today is higher than it was in 1970 is just wrong.
Sullivan says since we started measuring poverty, we've been doing it wrong. He's an economist at the University of Notre Dame. He thinks a simple change in how poverty is measured would have huge implications. Sullivan thinks people should just be asked how they spent their money instead of how much money they earned.
If the official poverty between 1970 and today has risen by 2.5 percentage points. But if you look at consumption-based poverty over those same four decades, you see that poverty has fallen by 12 percentage points, which is a very different story.
A 12 percentage point drop in the poverty rate would be a big deal. So if Sullivan's measure is right, and that's a big if, how could our official measure be so far off? To help us understand, let's meet Amber Peterson. She's a high school Spanish teacher and a single mother of two living in Monroe. A few years ago, she was living below the poverty line of $19,090 for her family of three.
My salary was $18,000 a year, and I could do extra summer work.
That's what the census looks at when it puts the poverty measure together. They just ask people how much money they made last year. They can't get it from tax returns. They don't have access to government program records, so they just have to ask. Lots of economists say that's the problem. People don't remember how much they made. Many people living in poverty scrape together hourly work or part-time jobs. There's evidence people do a better job remembering how much they spent. That's why a consumption measure might improve accuracy. Sullivan thinks his measure would also give better information about government programs because it measures them too.
So the official poverty measure, it misses a lot of features of our anti-poverty programs. So it doesn't capture food stamps, for example, which is not cash income. It doesn't include housing subsidies. It doesn't include the earned income tax credit.
Those programs can move somebody out of poverty. For Amber Peterson, they helped pay for medical care, housing, and food for her family. She could then spend some of her income paying student loans and getting a used car to get to a good job. Now she's a success story.
Oh, she's the best mom in the world, and everybody knows it.
That was very sweet.
She still has to stretch a dollar, but she lives above the official poverty line. Even the census thinks their official measure downplays the importance of government programs. It has a new way to measure poverty to take these programs into account, but it still uses the official number to measure the change in poverty over time. So in the upcoming fight over the fiscal cliff, we're sure to hear debate about the value of anti-poverty programs. We'll probably hear little debate about how we're measuring those programs, and if we're doing it wrong. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News. This story was informed by the Public Insight Network.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.